Okay, Chevra, we're learning Simon Kuf Beis, a Simon of Dovish Yishlo Matir, and the Ramah tells us in Se'if Gimel that we have a Keli Shenesar Bevliyas Iser, Shenesar Ba'achayim, Ve'enoi Nikar, Bato Baro, Ve'enoi Danoso, Kedovish Yishlo Matir. That if you have a Keli that absorbed Iser, a Keli that became Treif and gets mixed up with other Kelim, so Zok the Mechaber that Umay said is Bato Baro, and it's not considered a davar sheyesh lematirin. Ad kan devei hamechaber. The Rama is masbir the mechaber. L'chora the Rama is not arguing at all. Rav just says a hezber that the reason why the keli is going to be batal is l'fish etzoch l'chotzi olam hotza isahag ilo l'choki yotzi bezeh. Right, the Rama explains that since you have to spend money to do hagalas kelim, so choki yotzi bezeh is not called a davar. What the Rama probably means by kol ki yotze bezeh is he's referring to what he has in Se'if Dalet. In other words, if I have basar that is lo choblach, I have meat that did not yet get salted, so that meat also requires a certain amount of chotzos or tircha. In order to make that meat kosher, you have to spend money on the salting, you have to spend the time pouring the salt on the meat, etc. So that also, the Rama would tell me, is not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin, since there are hotzaos and tircha that has to be spent. Ad kan divrei haramba. It should be added that Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in the Shi'urei Harav, that, and in many other places, that maybe bizmanenu, that hagalas kelim is very easy. Now, how hard is it to be ma'agal keli? Is there any haitzais? But it used to be that if I want to be ma'agal keli, I didn't have running water at home. I'd have to send my avodim to go all the way down to the river with big pots, to schlep the big pots, to bring some wood, light the wood, make a big fire, do a hagalah as mamash a tircha meruba, to do a hagalah in a molodikat seitan in older times. But today, that it's not really so difficult, so the Rav said that the whole psak of the Rama doesn't apply, and as such, you should have to kasher all the kalim, because for us, bizmanenu, it would be a davar sheyesh lamatirin when the keli ha'iser is nisarif with the kelim of heter. Good.
Are we assuming that time is money here? Meaning the tircha is...
I mean, certainly in the case of the avodim, I think time is money, because my avodim, right, would do stuff at home. If I don't have them schlepping to the river to get water for me, they'd be doing stuff. And Pashto says time is money. Fine, that's l'chora the psak. That's l'chora the pshat in the Rama. The psak we'll have to talk about as we go on, but this is just a shlav rishon. We haven't even scratched the surface. Yeah.
General halacha that we don't necessarily say that's true. We know that time is money, meaning that we always make a chilek between Hesed Mamon and Minyas Arevach, let's say.
Again, if there's a hefset, if there's a real hefset, or there's real hotzos, so then l'cha'ora the halacha considers it like there's a hefset moment. I don't see. I mean, you're arguing like in Hilchos Chol HaMoed that we assume that it's not called davar ha'aved if I just have minias revach, but it's called davar ha'aved if I'm mamish gonna lose, right? I think everyone assumes it's called davar ha'aved if your mom is going to lose. The question is how we, how much davar ha'aved, etc. But l'cha'ora, I think that's correct. I don't know. Maybe we could debate it. I think it's correct. Let's go on. The Rama gives a reason that you require hoitzais, and that's why it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Bein ha'acharonim, we see that they ask on the Rama, why do you need to give this reason of hotzaos? L'cha'ora, I have better reasons. The Maharshal has a tanya that's quoted here in the Shach. That, one second, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin of the Maharshal, because davar sheyesh lo matirin means a chametz on Pesach. That the heter happens automatically, no? Time creates the heter. But over here, right, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it doesn't happen automatically. That's the Maharshal's taina. Zok the Shach, in commenting on this Maharshal, v'lo yaradti l'sof daito, da'afilu boha heter v'lo zman, choshev dover shir shal matirin, kigon nidorim, u'kahai gavna. Right? The Shach asks on the Maharshal, he says, I don't understand. Right? Lamaisa, we have cases that even though the heter doesn't happen automatically, it still is called the dover shir shal matirin. Nidorim is called the dover shir shal matirin. The heter doesn't come automatically. You have to go to the Chacham to be matir in the neder. It takes some time. You have to wait for the official hours in the Beis Din or whatever to go. That takes some time. And it's still called dover shir shal matirin. So therefore, the Shach is convinced that the Maharshal is not correct. That's what the Shach Taina is. The Torah's Chatos, however, sounds like, and the Torah's Chatos in Lama Tes Gimel, really sounds like what the Maharshal says, that it's only a Dover Shei Shematim and the Heter comes automatically. Aye, what about the Shach's question? What about Nidarim? So the Minchas Yaakov in the bottom of the Torah's Chatos answers, and this is referred to in the Sif Seidah, so the Prima Godim and Osves, they answer that the case in Nidarim is shiny. Nidarim is very different. In Nidarim, effectively what I have is a mitzvah l'itshuli alayhu. Right? There's a mitzvah. I think we spoke about this with some of the guys during Seder at some point. Nidarim is not the pshat that the Nidarim is different than the heter that is like built into the Isser. Right? Chometz becomes mutter right away. Nidarim does not become mutter right away. But Nidarim, we know the heter will come. We know the heter is going to come because it's a mitzvah to be shayol. And which self-respecting Orthodox Jew won't want to do the mitzvah? Everyone's going to go to the Chacham to try to be matir the neder. If you want to do the mitzvah, so of course, right? You'll do it. Of course you'll do it. So therefore, it's ki'ilu the heter is automatically going to come. Right? In other words, what we're trying to say is a shtickle hesber in this Minchas Yaakov, which is that the reason why the Maharshal says that only Chometz is a Dover Shei Shematirin is because the Heter is going to come in mail, so you know it's going to happen. Right? The Shach asks from the Dharm. The answer is that the Dharm, you also know it's going to happen, because since there's a mitzvah, so therefore you know it is going to happen. That's what Ha'ora Lipshat. Good. Ad Kan, one Ha'ora. Now, there's another taina, though, on this Ramah and the Mechaber. Remember, Mechaber Ramah assume that Hagalas Keilim is not Dover Shei Shal Matirin because of the Hotzaos. They ask, why do you need the reason because of Hotzaos? Because you have to spend time, money, whatever you have to spend, schlepping, physical exertion, right? Why do you need that reason because of Hotzaos? Typically, because the Ramah in Se'if Dalet says that we only say Dover Shei Shal Matirin is not Bato if the Isser is Be'en, or if there is Mamashos HaIsser B'Taruvus, Avotaimo Bato. No? So l'chore, this is mamash astira galuya, right? Ramah, why do you need to say that the reason for Kalim is because of the Hotzaos? The reason is because the Kalim became treif because of the Tam. And the Ramah himself tells me in Se'if Dalet that Tam, right, is not going to have the din of Dabar Sheyesh L'Matirin. So this is a kasha that everyone and their uncle asks. So much so that if you look in the Shach in Ois Tetz and the Gra in Os Yud Gimel, they basically reject the Ramah about Tam. No, and the Shach refers to that here in Os Ches also, no? Shach says, according to that which I wrote, that we paskin that Tam is also not Bato, so we understand the Ramah in Se'if Gimel. In other words, right, the Shach, I think, if I understand Shach correctly, the Shach doesn't really care so much about the fact that there's a steer in the Ramah. The Shach is trying to write a halacha sefer. So there's a steer in the Ramah, isvas, right? Steer, right? The Shach isn't toreyach to try to be miyashiv the steer in the Ramah, no? I'm a posik. We pass it against the Ramah. Tam also has a din, Dover Shei Shal Matirin, and the Goyin similarly in Os Yud Gimel says that Tam also has a din of Dover Shei Shal Matirin. What's the makar for this? What's the makar for the Ramah who would say that Tam does not have a din of Dover Shei Shal Matirin? So, look in the Gra, Os Yud Gimel. Let's learn this Goyin together. The Gra, Os Yud Gimel. Zak the Goyin. Avol, Right? Avo means that the time is batal. He writes, Kemosha Kasa Beresh Yontiv Daftalam and Beis. Like the Gemara says at the beginning of Beitzah, Hani Mile Hecha de Issa Le Isura Be'ena. We encountered this Gemara Beitzah when we learned some Insadi tests in the Sugya of Ein Mevatlan Isser Lechatchila. The Gemara talks about how if I have Atze Mukta that fall into the tan or anyantiv, so I'm allowed to be marba olav eitzim umavatlo, right? The Gemara discusses, isn't there a iser of eimavatlan iser lachatzchila? And then the Gemara asks, how can I be marba olav eitzim levatlo? Isn't it a davar sheyesh lo matirin? And the Gemara answers, mikla kali isurei, no? The only time when I say that davar sheyesh lo matirin is not going to be batal is when the iser is be'en. But when it's mikla kali yisurei, when the iser is all burned up, so then I assume that it will be batal. Zak the Gon, that Gemara is the raya that when there's only tam, in other words, when you don't have a be'en, you don't have mamoshes ha'iser, so then there's no din of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Now again, if we be very careful and go through that Gemara and Beitza, we'd say, one second, is the Gemara, well, I think we spoke about this, is the Gemara talking about the dinim of Ein Mevatlan Isser at that stage? We're talking about the dinim of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, right? Remember the Gemara is like going back and forth, remember? But the Gaon is saying, this is the Makar. Okay, Nekuda Aleph, the Gra. Then the Gra writes, let's go weiter in the Gra, because he says something very good, I think. The guy mentioned half a line. This is the whole Shtekel Torah, no? The Gaon says, oh, once I'm telling you that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is true only if you have an Iser Be'en, but if it's an Isser of Tam, so the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin will be bottled, like the Ramah writes, and like the Gaon proved from Beit Sadaf Dalet, Memela, we can understand why we need two separate reasons in Shas for the din of Tevel being Oser B'mashu. Well, how come Tevel is not bottled? Right? If you remember the reason, Tysus quotes this reason from the Yerushalmi, but it's also a Bavli in the Darm Nun Ches. The Gemara says that Tevel is not going to be batal because Tevel is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah said a different reason. Hetero, kehetero, kachisuro. Meaning to say that just like the din is chita achas, poteris hasakri, to be matir it, so also any tiny amount answers it. No? So, why do you need two reasons? Tysus already asked that kasha. Zaklikon, they'll tell you why you need two reasons. Because the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin reason doesn't apply in that case of Tevel. Because the case of Tevel that we're talking about is a case of Sa'ar Shel Tevel. Sa'ar being what? Sa'ar is not yeast. Sa'ar is sourdough, no? It's like starter dough. It's the stuff that you use to lachamit kol isos acheros, to make other doughs rise, no? So if I have some sa'ar of tevel, how do you use sa'ar? What you do is you take the ball of sourdough and you put it on some dough and it begins to do its enzyme thing and then you take it away. No? Memela, the only thing that remains is the tam. And because only the tam remains, so therefore Zak the Gaon, according to the Ramah, I could not say Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin as the reason for Tevel. I have to say a different reason of Hetero Kach Isuro. Isn't this a Gevaldika Gra? No? Right, the Gaon first defends the Ramah. And then the Gaon says, based on this, we understand why we need a different reason by Tevel. But then the Gaon adds, Avo midechutzuchu toisus shon letaritz be'inyan acher lo mash mekein. But the Gaon adds, but one second, but Tysus doesn't say that reason, no? Tosis has a different reason. Tosis asks, how come you need the reason of Ketero Kachi Suro? Isn't it a Dovar Sheyish Lomatirin? So Tosis answers, the only reason why Tero would be Dovar Sheyish Lomatirin is because he could be Mafresh. But if the Bailam are very far away and there's a big Tircha to go on to be Mafresh, so therefore it's not a Dovar Sheyish Lomatirin, therefore we need the reason of Ketero Kachi Suro. Right? Zuck the Gra, the fact that Tosis didn't say like me, indicates that Tosis does not hold that we have a distinction between whether you remove the Isser or don't remove the Isser. In other words, that this distinction between Tam and Mamoshas doesn't apply, and therefore the whole Psak of the Ramah falls based on that Tosis. And then he writes, V'chein in Se'if Gimel Kwi Shenesar V'ayin Shach V'chein Kasa Pri Chadash. Right? In other words, and the Gon then adds, and by the way, in Sif Gimel is against Sif Dalet. And Sif Gimel, the Ramah over there paskins, that Davar Sheyish Lomatirin applies by Tam. Ad Kan, Divrei Elijah Kramer of Vilna. He was really smart. We like him. He's amazing. Fine? So far, so good? Now, let's go weiter. Lemaisa, though. If I'm the Shach and I'm the Gra, I'm comfortable just dismissing a Ramah and saying that we don't task in like Se'if Dalet because of Se'if Gimel. No? That's really what they're saying. And Tam has an indomitation of Matirin. One, of course, could have said the opposite way. I don't task in like Se'if Gimel because of Se'if Dalet. But they are okay saying that there's just a steer. However, if we don't want to steer in the Ramah, so look in the Abade HaShulchan on page Kuf Ayin Ches. The Bible goes and says a few approaches. First of all, he quotes, I think the Taz in Sif Katan Yod has what he quotes in the Yad Avram. I don't know why he quotes it from the Yad Avram, if I think the Taz says it. But he quotes that when the Ramah says, really there are two reasons why the Kalim are not a Davar Sheyish Lomatirin. Reason number one is because it's Tam. Reason number two is because of the Hotzaos. How come the Ramah only tells me because of the Hotzaos? Zuck the Poskim, because the Ramah tells me the reason of Tam later on. And they're both true. He could have said another reason. Okay, that's a little cheap. Others say that maybe in Se'if Gimel, I'm not being mevatel the tam of the Isser. I'm being mevatel the guf hakli. What does that mean? That means that when this treifa spoon gets mixed up with other spoons, I'm not trying to be mevatel the tam. What I really want to do is to say that this kli is not existent, no? I'm trying to be mevatel the guf hakli. And because I'm trying to be mevatel the guf hakli, therefore I'm not dealing with tam ha'iser, I'm dealing with the iser ben. That's what Reb Feivel goes to the Mishkan Yaakov. Reb Feivel says he doesn't think that that could be the good pshat. First of all, the kli is not usser. So what is there bittel on? Now the only bittel is on the tam in the kli. So he doesn't like this pshat at all. We'll try to come back to b'miyashiv this pshat. Reb Feivel rejects the pshat. B'mivato the guf hakli. He quotes at the Prima Godim in the paragraph that begins v'hamasas bin yomin in the sifsei das osches. The Prima Godim rejects. The Prima Godim suggests this approach. Reb Feivel doesn't like it. It says, because well, Mike, so you are being mevatel the tam, you're not being mevatel the guf hakli. Then he gives other suggestions. He gives a suggestion that maybe there's a difference between the taruvis of lach belach and taruvis of yavish biyavish. Maybe by a taruvis of yavish biyavish, we assume that the tam can be also a Davar Sheyish Lomatirin. When I say that Tam can't be a Davar Sheyish Lomatirin, that's only by a taruvus of lach belach. He says it's a nice approach, but it's mavur from the Gra against that way. Because the Gon brought a raya from the Eitzim Shenashru, which is a Terubis of Yavish B'Yavish, that we still are going to prove this din of Tam. And according to this suggestion, by Yavish B'Yavish, Tam would be Davash Yishlo Matimin. Then, in a different Biurim, on page Kuf Pei, going over to Kuf Pei Aleph, Reb Vaiva has a different Mahalach. The Mahalach, basically, that I think he likes, which I have to admit I don't understand, goes as follows. When the Rama tells me that Tam is not considered Dover Sheish HaMatirin, the Tam will be bottom, what does Tam mean? Does Tam mean the general halach of Tam Kikar, when all I have is flavor? Or maybe Tam means much more than that. Maybe Tam means that if the Isser is Nimuach, if you had a solid Isser and then it melts, that's also considered Tam. The Shach, by the way, in Ois Tes, plays around on that discussion. What's the definition of Tam? What's the definition of Tam for what's the definition of Tam when it comes to this din of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? He quotes from the Chavis Das that even a solid item comes liquefied through cooking is considered Tam. Even though throughout Halacha we would not consider that Tam, but for this din it's called Tam. And then he wants to say that the reason it's called Tam is because the item is not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a solid and it becomes a liquid. And therefore he suggests that maybe by Blias Kalim, it's considered Mamish, not Tam, because the Kali is supposed to have the Blia of Isser in it. Right? There's no other place where it could be. Now, I have no idea what this svara means. I don't know. If any of you want to try to explain it, he likes this approach. I don't like it so much. I can't say I don't like it. I don't understand it enough to say I don't like it. We'll say it like that. The Mahalach I want to suggest is what Rabbi Ganek has in his Sefer, Gan Shoshanim, on page Lamed Dalet. And Rav Schechter has this in the Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, page Kuf Mem Daled through Kuf Mem Zayin. The Hesber goes like this. You know, the Gemara at Sof Avodah Zarah tells me that there's a din that I'm not allowed to use a keli shoviser. And even if the keli is eno ben yomo, I'm gozer eno ben yomo atu ben yomo. Zakta Arsameach, that Rabbi Ganeh and Rabbi Schechter quote, what that really means is that the Isser of using a treif kli is not because of blias that will come out and make my food treif, but there's an independent Isser that you're not allowed to use treif kalim. Treif kalim are forbidden to use. And even though the blia I don't care about, because the blia can never affect me, because it's nice and tam afgam, but there remains a din that you're not allowed to use a treif keli. Im kainim hadavarim, suggests Rabbi Ganek, maybe we could answer that that's exactly what's going on over here. We have a kasha, Rama, with Moshe Isserlich. You want to tell me that the only reason why a keli shal Isserlich and this arvim kelim shal heter, the reason why it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, is because of hotzaos? Why don't you say it's because of tam? The answer is, I don't care about the tam. Once the tam was here, long, wait, how's it going? Star Wars, many years, right? There's some official stuff that everyone's like talking about this week, right? Like, in a galaxy far away, long time ago, right? There was a blia of Isser. And because there was a blia of Isser in this keli, long ago, therefore, it's usser to use the keli. So, effectively, I'm not being mevato the tam in the keli, says Rabbi Ganeh. I'm being mevato the guf hakeli, which is that suggestion that the Prima Gadol made. It's that suggestion that Reb Vaiva made on page Kufay and Tess, Reb Vaiva didn't like, but we're trying to bring it back and based on this Arsameach. Reb Schechter has this in terms of the Rush asks a kasha, when I kasher a kli. So the Rush says, I'm allowed to kasher my keli even in the treif enol ben yomo kli. If I have a spoon that I want to make kosher, I'm allowed to use the keli that I use for Haggolah as a treif imo ben yomo pat. So the Rashi asks, how am I allowed to do that? So the Rashi answers, oh, you're allowed to do it because it's not called yishtamshas b'kli. Yishtamshas only means when you use it la'achila. Zotrav Shechter, the Rashi is telling you exactly the yisur of the Arsameach. That there's an independent din of hishdamshas b'kli iser. Even, right, the keli is called the keli iser when it absorbs iser that is no sintan l'shevach. Even though later on becomes no sintan l'fgam, the keli has been hugdar as a keli shel iser. And that, if that's the case, you have to be mevatel the keli. Good? That's what Rabbi Ganek has. Now let's just continue. And then we'll come back to the Svara in 2 or 3 minutes. The Ramos says that the reason why it's not Davi Shishu Matin is because you have to be Moti Hotzals. Shach and Oz Ches quotes from the Tshuva of Shach quotes in the Maharil that the Maharil says Hotzals Shmotzals, basically. He says, but how much Hotzals is there? Lamaisa, even though you have to be Moti Hotzals, it still is considered a Dover Sheyeshal Matirin. And he brings a Raya from the Gemara and Pavam Metziah Nun Gimel about Maiser Sheni. I always have to take my Maiser Sheni from outside Yerushalayim into Yerushalayim. There's some Hotzals. Tircha! Hotzals! Right? Zot the Maharil. And still, it's not called a... Still, it's called a Dover Sheyeshal Matirin because I could bring it to Yerushalayim. The Teretz is that the fact that I have to moti some Hotza'os, a little bit of Hotza'os, does not remove it from the category of Dover Sheyeshal Matirin. If, the Shach adds, I have to moti Hotza'os, a lot of them, Hotza'os Merubos, then it would not be a Dover Sheyeshal Matirin. That's what the Shach quotes from the Tshuva of the Maharil. Now, La Halacha, the Taz assumes that you have to kasher all the kalim. When the kesher iser gets mixed in with other kalim, Taz holds you have to kasher all of them. The Minchas Yaakov asks on the Taz, why do you have to kasher all of them, right? It should just be a tarubis, a yavish be yavish, and take one of them out and kasher it, and that should suffice. The Shach sounds like, unless it's makam hefse meruba, you should kasher all of them, no? The Shach holds that's not Dover Sheyeshal Matirin because it's not, like the Maharil says, because it's not really, because Hotza'os don't make a Dover Sheyeshal Matirin, but if it's a lot of Hotza'os, so then it can. Now, this issue came up as follows in a related sort of way. The OU had the following Shach. I know the OU sometimes agrees to supervise a hotel for a Shabbos, a Yontif, a retreat, a school, something. Right? So, when caterers do a job in the hotel, they have lots of kalim, and oftentimes they have to table the kalim. No? There's a halacha, if I talk about at the very end of this year, of tefillas kalim. Tefillas kalim is necessary in order to be able to use the kalim. Now, when I'm tabling thousands and thousands of kalim, sometimes what could happen, inevitably, is that I'll end up with a taruvis of some kalim shalochut balu with kalim shalochut balu. The Shaila comes up, is this considered a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin that can't be bottled? Because if a Maisa, I could be Matir each of the Kalim, right? I could matter the whole thing by just dumping all of them into the mikvah, no? So this is Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. There's Hotzaos. It's going to take time and money and energy to do it. Well, we pass. Unless it's Hefsen Merubah. So you have to. You have to title all of them. No? Maybe it is called Hefsen Merubah. If you have a whole catering shop, there's like 10,000 cups. That's Hefsen Merubah, no? Like a few kalim, right? Shalohut Bulu gets mixed in. That's Mamash Hefsen Merubah. So maybe it could be bottled then according to the Shach. Rabbi Ganek, in his essay on this topic, he argues as follows. He heard from the Rav the answer to the Maharil's kasha. The Maharil's kasha is, how come you're telling me the Hotzos make something of Dover Sheyeshal Matirin? We know that the Gemara Bava Metziah says Maaser Sheni is a Dover Sheyeshal Matirin, even though there's Hotzos. So the Rav apparently answered something to the effect of Meiser Sheni is a real Davar Sheni Shematirin. It's a classic Davar Sheni Shematirin. The Isser itself becomes Mutar. But over here, with the Keli Sheni Nivla, the Keli that absorbed Isser, it's not a full-fledged Davar Sheni Shematirin. I'm removing the Isser. I'm not being Matir the Isser. No? Which, by the way, in the Shach and the Taz themselves, they both raise this concern. I'm not really being Matir any Isser. I'm just removing Isser. So maybe it shouldn't be Davar Sheni Shematirin. So the Rav apparently said that the reason why a little bit of Chutzos plays a role is because it's not a full-fledged Davar Sheni Shematirin. But then Rabbi Ganak declared the Isser to use a Keli Shelo Hutbal, right? Is that Isser that you're changing the Keli from a Keli of Isser to a Keli of Heter or not? And then Rabbi Ganak said at the end of his Shtickel Torah, according to the Ars HaMeach, every Keli that absorbed Isser, Amam is transforming from a Keli of Isser to a Keli of Heter. Because once we were Mechadish, that there's a new din that's Usser to use a Keli Shel Isser, so Mamela, you're transforming that Keli. And if you're transforming the Keli, so then it's the same as Meiser Sheni, and then any amount of Hotzaos L'cha'ora doesn't matter. And it still is going to be called Davar Sheni Shematirin, even though you have to use the Hotzaos. That's what Rabbi Ganak said. That was his shtickle. It happens that in this book, my dear beloved friend, Megillah Sefer, I just got it bound because it was falling apart. So Megillah Sefer, he argues that there's another reason why the Kalim should not be Batal. Rabbi Ganak is arguing that's not Batal because since a Kalim Shal Chutzbal is like an independent Isser, so therefore, even with Hotzaos, it's considered Davar Sheni Shematirin, and you have to tayvel all of them. The Megillah Sefer has a different cheshbon why it's not going to be Batal. He says the Kalim are obviously a Davar Sheh B'minyan. No? Aren't Kalim a Davar Sheh B'minyan? When I buy plates, I don't buy a pound of plates. I buy a dozen plates. That's called Davar Sheh B'minyan. Machlekes Mechaber Amon, Kuf Yud. Davar Sheh B'minyan, is it Batal, is it not Batal? No? Ramah, Ashkenazim, assume it's not Batal. He tainas, and Megillah Sefer says maybe you should not make a bracha on the tefillah of all these kelim in deference to the... Now, Rav Shachter told me something, I spoke to him last time, I couldn't remember this morning, you have to get, and then he, I think, started share earlier than we started share today. So he told me that when they had the Shaila, so Rav David Cohen from Flatbush came up with some kula, but they didn't have to retoivel all the kelim, and I just can't remember what that kula was. I remember speaking with Rav Shachter, he thought that the Davar Sheni Minyan Cheshbin is a real reason why it should not be Batal. Even though the Prima Godim writes in the end of Mishpatzos Osches that a Keli is not a Davar Sheni Minyan because it's not Isser Machmas Atzmo, right? That's all about the Keli. The Prima Godim asks, how come the Kelim Shenis Arvu are not going to be Batal out Davar Sheni Minyan? That's what Prima Godim's Kasha. So Prima Godim answers that we only say Davar Sheni Minyan if something is an Isser Machmas Atzmo, but one could argue that Keli Shlo Chutbal in fact is an Isser Machmas Atzmo, like we were suggesting. The Isser to use a Keli that's not Toivold might be, and it's not because there's a Bliya in the Keli, it's an Isser Machmas Atzmo, like Keli, right? It's like the Rishonim speak about how Tevilas Keli is like Geirus on the Kli, no? Just like when I convert a person, I stick the person in the mikvah, no? When I convert a Kli, I make the Kli Jewish, you stick the Keli into the mikvah, no? There's an independent Isser to use a Keli, Shel Nachrim. Even though there's no bliya in it. I'm not removing anything out of the tefillah. So these are some of the approaches that we wanted to say. And, okay, Chevra, we should have a good day and we should daven mincha and fast well.